Putting the mental in fundamental, it's the Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
For many years we've heard about this man from Galilee. The Bible tells that Jesus was his name. Some will say that he was just a man like you and me. There was no greater reason why he came. But if I could, I'd take you to a humble little place where these blinded eyes were made to see. He opened up my heart and then he saved me by his grace. And now he means everything to me. There he bought eternal life for you and me, making sure the victory was won. How can I describe for you the blessing that he is? I have never felt this love before. All I know is now I strive to be completely his, and every day he means even more.
It's a kind of a big deal here in the show today. The most amount of singers we've ever had in studio was the Toronto Mass Choir. So we don't have that many. Were you here for that, Tim? You remember?
Yeah.
It got really hot in the studio. But joining us today on Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, the Masters Four. I don't know whether you realize this, but Elvis was backed up by one of the best gospel quartets in the world. The harmonies of these groups can make your soul leak. As I like to say, I think I stole that from James Taylor. He said that in a song one time. And because it's almost Christmas, I want to dedicate this hour to my dad. Because my dad, I remember growing up, my dad was playing the Statler Brothers and the Oak Ridge Boys. We still have cassette tapes at the cottage that I bring out every once in a while. So I want to bring to you one of Canada's leading gospel quartets. Celebrating more than 30 years together, the Masters Four have been recognized with numerous awards, nominations, and they have a breakfast cereal named after them as well.
It's really good.
So let's start with the gentleman on my right, your left, the tall beast in the room.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you please tell everyone your name?
You know, my name's Steve Hallett.
Why can't we hear him in that microphone, Tim?
I don't know.
There it is.
There it is. There it is. My name's Steve Halliday, Drew, and I'm from Orangeville, Ontario.
Don't give it away.
Do you care?
Don't give it away.
Okay.
Steve Halliday, what position in the group do you play?
I play center.
Horrible. That's right.
Yeah. Center. Oh, no, that was in basketball. I play, I sing tenor. High tenor.
Yeah.
First tenor.
Most people think you're the bass guy because you're the biggest guy.
That's true. I get that a lot.
Steve, you're a very good volleyball player, but your daughter's even better.
You've played with me.
Yes.
Yeah, and her.
Yeah. Steve and I have known each other for a few years, as well the next gentleman in the group. Sir, what's your name for everybody to
My name radio is Steve land? Holt.
Yes, Steve Holt.
Come from the Uxbridge area.
Steve, you have a son, and your son was friends with my son, but now they don't like each other. Is that right? Is there something you want to report?
I haven't heard that rumor,
no.
Drew. Can you enlighten me?
I don't know anything about it. Seriously, you and your wife breed amazing kids.
Yeah,
they're good-looking kids.
Pretty good. Yeah, yeah. And
is there one kid that's ugly?
No, not one. No. And all of our grandkids are pretty good-looking too, and they're all listening in right now. So I'll say hi to them.
Grandkids.
Wow. Do you really have how many grandkids do you have?
I've got seven on the ground and one about to be born.
Seven on the ground. One in suspension.
Thank you, Steve Halliday. Steve Holt. Steve, would you like to introduce the gentleman on your right?
This gentleman to the right usually speaks for himself. This is Tim Lofgren. Yeah. And Tim is from the Uxbridge area as well.
That's
Tim,
right.
That last name sounds Dutchy.
It is. It's Swedish, actually.
That's what I meant.
Yep, that's right.
And do you go to like a Swedish church?
No.
Do they even have those?
I don't know if they do or not, but no, I go. Actually, I go to the same church now as Steve Holt. We go to Springvale Baptist in Stouffville.
Okay. Right. Oh, wait, when did you guys move? Why did my voice go so?
Almost 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, thanks for coming out, Drew.
Where you been?
Jeez. Tim, could you introduce the gentleman in your right?
Yes, the gentleman on my right is our phenomenal bass of our group, and he hails from the big metropolis of Etobicoke, and that's Dave Pennycad.
Dave, that last name sounds kind of Mennonite-y.
It's not. It's English.
Okay.
So
I sort of missed that entirely.
You did,
yeah.
A continent away.
One of the reasons we're getting everyone to talk right now is because we're trying to get Tim to adjust the levels in the microphones. So if you're listening out there, just bear with us while we work through our little issues here. Dave, like off the boat from England or been here for
No, no. Family's been here for many, many years. I just actually was in London last week, and it's always good to go back there and see where our family was originally from, but been in Canada a long time.
Right. And married children?
Yeah, married and two kids and one granddaughter. And just
Any floating that we talked about earlier?
No.
I have a floater.
Okay. I don't think you want to word it that way
all. Oh, yeah.
I just want to clear that one up.
Anybody else have any announcements?
Yeah, that's enough out of you, Hal. That's it.
Any other issues?
Now, as far as you guys being together, is it like the Imperials where there's one original member?
There's two.
There's two.
Two original members. Steve and I are both the original members.
The two Steves.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Started in 30 years ago in Unionville Alliance Church in Unionville, Ontario.
Good place for that church.
It was.
Yeah, to be in Unionville Lion Church. Yeah. Did you know, like, was it the intention, hey, I like singing. Oh, yeah, I like singing too. And then you put an ad out in the church bulletin board.
No, you know what it was? It was our music minister said, we're going to have a banquet. Let's put a quartet together. We want to do a couple songs. We did two songs and then said, hey, that was kind of fun. Why don't we carry on? And literally 30 years later, here we are.
A couple
changes in members, but it was never the intention to go for any more than just one Christmas banquet originally.
Yeah. Dave, of the two Steves, which one do you like the best?
I've actually known Steve Halliday
my entire
life. We grew up together in Etobicoke, so I like Steve Holt a lot better.
Yeah, I can understand that. It makes a lot of sense. Now, Tim, who's the oldest in the group, I asked the gentleman with the white hair?
Yes, that would be Steve Holt to my left.
Wow.
And then Steve Halliday, and then me by a couple of months, and then Dave.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever played practical jokes on each other? I asked some guys this the other day. What are they called? High Valley?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of them?
We know High Valley.
Do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great guys.
Yeah, great guys. Great sound.
What's
too.
The lead? Is it Brad? Is it the one of the brothers or something?
Don't know.
Anyway, I had him on the show.
Yep.
And I started making fun of a guy named Paul Brandt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because who they get, right?
Yeah,
they hang out and all that. And I just started tearing Paul Brandt just right up and down. And I basically said, I'm very disappointed with his music. Yeah, I think he's compromised. He's got this new song out about bed and there's sex stuff in it. Mm. And he's got a rapper in this song. And I just started tearing him apart. Well, a buddy from High Valley didn't know I had Paul Brandt on the line listening. And he was sweating. I thought he was going to hang up on me. I was just that bad on Paul. But we punked him good. We done good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Any practical jokes like that? By the way, I brought that up because they said they don't practical joke each other. Steve?
No, I don't think we do.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say, it's always critical to keep the tie on the pants
yes,
tied
yes.
up.
Excuse me?
Yeah. On your, if you were in shorts or track pants.
Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not on stage.
No, never do
no,
that.
No.
But,
no, no.
No.
During warm up.
Maybe if you're singing Blue Moon.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that'd be good. There was a time when we were warming up before a concert, and Tim had a pair of shorts on, and I sat back while he was doing a solo.
I was doing a very serious, I was right into that solo. And this is when I was relatively new in the group.
Right.
I was behind him, and I thought, I wonder if he's got the drawstring done up on those puppies.
You better. You figured that out quick.
Took a grab.
Yeah. right to the floor.
Apparently he did.
And Tim just kept singing.
I never missed a note.
And you knew you were in the right group.
I was in the right group.
That was the biggest crowd that night.
Folks, the Masters Four have won. By the way, what is the latest, greatest award you've ever won?
Oh, boy. Southern Gospel Song of the Year for 2013, a song we wrote called Don't Forget About the Cross.
Did you win any money?
We did not win money.
No.
No.
We're still waiting for the first check to
It's actually a piece of plastic is what we got.
Right,
no,
right.
It's a very nice piece of plastic.
Yeah, it is. It
lovely
is.
Trophy.
Actually, it was a big thrill to win it, and a big thrill to share it with Nick Bruno, who's our producer down in Nashville.
Right.
And Nick does a great job of pulling everything together, and he actually played keyboard for J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and toured with Elvis, so he's been great to work with.
Good night. Does he have like the hair, like the Brill Cream?
Oh, he did. He used to. Not anymore. He used to. Yeah, he had it going.
A little weird that I would say that.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right, the Masters Four. Dad, I hope you're listening as well, because these kind of harmonies, boy, you kind of growed me up on, so I appreciate it a lot. First song we're going to do, guys, is what?
God is good.
God is good.
Good, because that's the first one.
Good, because that's the one you got cued?
Yeah,
good. All right.
Good start.
Folks, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show for the first time, and maybe not the last, depending how it goes, the Masters Four.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
We've all had friends who've let us down. You know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, there's nowhere to be found.
Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
He's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans in pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause he's heard you call his name.
He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then, no, he's good all the time.
God is good, yes he is, he's good all the time. Once in a while, he's good all the time. God is good, yes he is, he's good all the time.
over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good all the time.
Well done, guys. Absolutely fantastic. Honestly, we've had a lot of fantastic singers over the years, and they all suck compared to you guys.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. No, really, those harmonies. What is it about? I think there are very few things in the world that actually convince me that there's a God, but harmonies... Harmonies is what are you giving me money for? Oh, for the compliment? They just gave me a toonie. No, I said it, not you.
I mean, I like you guys money. Too.
That's right.
Yeah, there's something about it, right? I mean, everyone says the same thing. The harmonies just kind of hit the soul and make your soul leak. I think I've said that a few times.
You know, they have medicine for that.
No, there's not enough medicine for me, and both you guys know that. Tim, do you have a real life other than this?
I do. During the day, I am a paramedic in Toronto.
The reason I brought that up is because I see that you have a paramedic from Toronto jacket on.
I do. So I've been doing that.
I just want to know if you stole that or
No, it's authentic. I've been doing that almost 27 years.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing you've ever seen in the job?
Oh, boy. I could...
Don't gross us out.
Yeah, I can't... weirdest thing I've seen... I can't even...
The lightning strike.
The lightning strike. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Not
that
on the golf course, those guys.
No. Yeah. This was just after that. Yeah, just after the lightning strike on the golf course, we were doing a call over in the East End. I work in the East End of the city. So we were over in Morningside, just south of Ellesmere, in a park. And the storm just came up all of a sudden out of nowhere. And this family was under a tree getting out of the rain. Lightning struck, and they all got hit. So it hit the tree, but it went into the ground and hit them, knocked them off their feet. So we were going to the call. We got there at the same time as a few other ambulances. I had grabbed the little girl because she was probably the worst. She had some second and third degree burns. And so we're taking her to the stretcher, and myself and a few other medics were around. At the time we were at the stretcher, about 20 feet from the ambulance, there was a lightning struck, hit the tree beside the ambulance. Took out all the electronics of the ambulance, and one of the people there were wearing kind of like a halter monitor, but just a different kind of one. It blew that out, but we were all okay. But that's the closest I've been to being struck by lightning. It was pretty freaky.
Well, okay, that's obviously a bit of a segue to talk about someone's health story here, which I found out about a little while ago, but in detail I didn't really know until recently. Mr. Holt.
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't be here.
Well, yeah, the stats were stacked pretty good. Last September of 2013, I had sort of strained myself and my blood pressure was up a little bit. I developed a massive headache. Doctors couldn't quite figure out exactly what the problem was. Eventually, it got so bad that I couldn't hardly function at all. Got to the hospital. Had a CT scan, and they discovered that I had a ruptured brain aneurysm. And so I got rushed down to Sunnybrook, and they put me into a treatment the next day to insert a little coil to take care of the whole thing. But it took about a couple weeks of recovery to get over that. But the stats...
50%.
50% of people that have a ruptured aneurysm don't make it, and of the survivors that make it, usually about 65% of the people that survive have some kind of long-term neurological deficit of some kind. And so since telling this story, I've heard of some number of scenarios where people didn't make it, and some where they did make it, but some pretty devastating long-term impacts from the aneurysm. So
I want to ask you about the whole praying thing, praying to be healed, praying that you're okay, praying that you survive, right? And people will say, I'm sure in your group, family, friends, etc., that God answered the prayers. God, all these people were praying for you and God answered those prayers. You survived.
Yep.
What do you say when someone says, well, what about the people in the other 50% who prayed also and they didn't survive?
Yeah, I'm really sensitive to that because while I was lying in the bed in Sunnybrook, with severe care ward, you're surrounded by some horrific situations and whatnot. And I struggled with that when I was lying there, because you just don't, you know, understand, like, why did I make it through? And to be truthful,
is it because more people prayed? Is it because there were better prayers?
I don't really think so. And I've been very cautious to you know, not overdo it with that kind of message, because I know that there are 50% of people, and I've heard of, you know, numerous stories where things haven't been as rosy as what my situation has been.
I don't think Rosie had a thing to do with it.
No. I'm very aware that that there are a lot of, you know, tough stories, and I it's one of the struggles that you go through, is, you know, why have I been allowed to, you know, to make it through. The only thing I can chalk it up to is that's God's grace in my particular situation, and He's got something for me. You know, in the years to come.
Are you different now? Are you sort of, you know, like every day is January 1st? You know what I mean? Like you're ready to take on the rest of life ferociously? No. Or are you still a lazy bum?
No, I think it hasn't really impacted me that way.
Okay.
And my wife, you know, quite often will, you know, kind of caution me on not going too far. The doctor told me just a few weeks ago that I should probably be taking it a little easier than what I have been,
right.
But other than that, you know, basically, you know, no impact from it.
No, but you know what I mean? You hear people who should have died but didn't, and all of a sudden, you know, they're the movie of the week.
Yeah.
And their life is just turned somehow.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm very thankful for what happened,
sure.
And how things, you know, worked out. And,
but you're, what you're saying is life before this was going in a decent kind of direction, so there was no huge need to, I don't know, stop drinking or stop whatever, right?
Yeah, no. I can't say that there's been any huge, change in my particular situation.
One of the things we've seen, though, Drew, is when Steve shares his story, and we often share it in concert,
mm-hmm.
It connects with people, and people will come up and share their stories
of
either situations that they've gone through with a loved one or someone that's in need right now that they're praying for, and it just allows you to connect with people, because so many people that are walking down the street outside the studio here are suffering through similar kind of issues in their lives, and they want to know that others have gone through it and have learned from it and can share about it. And that's been an incredible blessing for Steve to be able to share that.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Dave? You have anything you want to share? Because we've heard about lightning strikes and aneurysms.
Well, you know,
do you have any kind of drama in your life?
You know, we joke about it in concert, but Tim has such great stories about being a paramedic, and when we introduce some, people cheer.
Really?
They clap for the paramedics.
Time, that's right.
You know, Steve Halliday and I are both accountants, and so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you, brother.
Yes. Wow.
It's kind of hard to live up to the EMS stories.
Yeah.
And we're, you know what, I joined 2 years after Steve started the quartet. It's been a thrill to be with these guys for 28 years, and never expected this, never expected the chance to be together, to travel around North America, across the ocean into Scotland and other places, and so it's been a really cool ride for us. We're really grateful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, enough blathering on. Speaking of Scotland, that's what they would say there. But I want to talk about the Scotland trip after our break. But I want you to do another song, if you don't mind. I mean, you're not here just to look good.
Well, we're certainly not doing that.
No. What's the next song we're going to sing? Who's going to let us know about that one?
Well, I you know, Steve does a great song in concert, and I'd love for him to share it. It's called What Salvation's Done For Me, and it's a great testimony song.
All right, there it is, folks. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. By the way, the website is masters and then the number 4.com, masters4.com, and that's who's singing right now. Again, on the Drew Marshall Show with the Masters 4.
To be so lonesome, I never had a friend. Always looking out for number one. I didn't know where I was going, didn't care where I had been. The life I lived
had me on the run. Then one day Jesus found me, he took my sin away. He showed me what I thought I'd never see. He put me in his family, and he's with me to this day. Let me tell you what salvation's done for me. I used to be a blind man, but now my vision's clear. Mercy came and drove the shame from me. There's peace in mind with Jesus that drives out every fear. I'm stronger than I thought I'd ever be. I can't tell you why he loves me as bad as I have been. Oh, I am worthy of this life of victory. I know I'm not a scholar, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But I can tell you what salvation's done for me. I'll go to my reward, where heaven waits for those who've been set free. With saints from all the ages, in the presence of our Lord, this is what salvation's done for me. I used to be a blind man, but now my vision's clear. Mercy came and drove the shame from me. There's peace in mind with Jesus that drives out every fear. I'm stronger than I thought I'd ever be. I can't tell you why he loves me. Life of victory. I know I'm not a scholar.
No, I'm not a scholar.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But I can tell you what salvation's done for me. Oh, what salvation's done.
Okay, so normally at the end of each song we clap.
Yeah.
But what I got to say is I'm just checking some Facebook posts, some texts I'm getting, and people are saying, wow, this is not the kind of music you normally have on this show. And, you know, because I don't normally do Jesus music, and I normally don't do gospel stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you guys say that you – by the way, first of all, let me just come back around on that and say it's my show.
Yep.
I can do what I want, and I have a diverse range of musical tastes. So I love your music. We've already talked about the harmonies, et cetera, et cetera. But we've had all sorts of people on playing different kind of things. But what I want to get at here is, do you is it an older demographic that you bring in?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I would say generally it is, Drew.
Right.
You know, the thing about Southern gospel music and gospel music in general is that it is, you know, much of rock and roll has come out of the South. And so when a guy like Elvis Presley toured, he toured with a gospel quartet. It is always, all the way through his career, first with the Jordanaires, then with the Imperials, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. Those were all gospel quartets. So it's part of the fabric of North American music. And we're thrilled to still be singing it. It is an older demographic, but you never know. You know, a new generation will find the harmony and the messages, and we're thrilled to be singing it.
And by the way, I have a message that I got from somebody that you might be interested in. See if I can get this right here. I posted, I don't know if you saw what I posted there online. I posted a little video. I said, here's Elvis performing with the Stamps Quartet on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I posted a little YouTube link. Anybody pick up on anything on that? You saw it?
We did.
You know it's wrong?
It's wrong?
Yeah. The guy singing behind Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show is not the Stamps. The Stamps did not join Elvis until 1971. I think that's probably the Jordanaires.
Right.
They were his backup group during that time period. I joined the Stamps and Elvis in 1974. I took Richard Sturban's place when he left to go with the Oak Ridge Boys. Wow. Hope I haven't thrown a monkey wrench into things for you. Be happy to do an interview with you in the future if you do something about E. You know who E is? I guess he's close enough to him. He can call him E if you're doing something about Elvis. So that message came in because I was, we had it this far set up. That at this point in the show, Larry Strickland was going to phone in and just have a little conversation with you all. Larry is married to Naomi Judd.
Right.
And, of course, you now know with that story who he is and who he was. And,
right.
And I saw him. Boy, he's got a resonant voice. Holy heart attack. Now, do you know who Larry Strickland is? Or are you just sort of smiling and nodding and faking it?
Yeah. A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys are funny.
Yeah.
You guys are funny. I'm glad he didn't phone in. It would have been awkward.
But Steve was in Memphis a couple of years ago and went to Graceland and found a CD of raw tracks that Elvis had recorded with the Jordanaires. And we put we pulled one of those songs off and put it on our second last CD. It was called Walk Them Golden Stairs. It's a great song. We don't have the track here. But
I've seen you do that. Is there not a video with that?
There is.
And you're on a boat?
That's correct. Right. That was in Scotland.
It's on our website, yeah.
So we got to talk about Scotland.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places in the world, my two are Australia and Scotland. I've spent, I lived in Australia for 5 years, and I've spent a lot of time in Scotland. Consumed a lot of liquid in Scotland. lot of friends over there.
Yes.
Where did you go, and who organized this trip?
Well, you know what? It was a fantastic fantastic opportunity. Steve actually got a call or an email from Scotland.
Email,
to tell the story.
You got an email from Scotland?
Yeah. Got an email from Scotland on our website and said, well, could you send me some product? And we said, sure, what would you like? And
they had the right person?
They gave me their credit card, and I fired off a couple of CDs and didn't think much of it. But a month later, got a call from them and said, we'd like you to come to Scotland to sing at our annual conference we have.
And none of us believed it.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah, sure you do. And she said, no, we really do. And so I called them. We talked back and forth. And I said to the guys, hey, guys, do you want to go to Scotland? And they said, sure, we'll go to Scotland. But a couple over there organized this, Margaret and Michael Stephen.
Yeah.
And they have about 1,100 people that gather in the north end of Scotland. And
So it's a place called Fraserburgh, which is an hour north of Aberdeen. It's literally
an hour north of Aberdeen.
Yes. Right on the water.
You're right up near the Black Isle or whatever it is up there.
It is incredibly harsh up there. The people are unbelievable. And the convention is just a thrill to be at it. And the other groups from all over the world were there. And we've been now to Scotland 3 times. And
really?
And for some reason, they liked us.
Really? Yeah, I can't get
it. I would have thought they would just get
one time.
And then we recorded a DVD there out on a fishing trawler, which was another incredible experience because it's just an education about how the business works up there. So it's been a thrill for us to be involved with our great friends over in Scotland.
Tim, for you, the coolest moment while singing on stage. I love asking groups this because for everybody, they can remember a moment. You know, either something happened, something clicked, the crowd was there, there was a buzz in the room. Do you remember anything at all?
I do. I remember we were in 2000, I think it was 2007. We were at the Canadian Gospel Music Awards in Calgary. And we were had the opportunity to be able to sing. We were nominated and ended up winning Gospel Song of the Year called God's Amazing Grace, a song that Dave wrote. And so we were on stage singing that song, and there was I think there was something like 2,200 people in the audience. And we had some people, you know, when we were singing and when I was singing a solo, people in the front row were kind of cheering. And
it's like a mosh pit.
It was.
Southern gospel
cool.
mosh pit.
That's right. I don't understand.
Yeah, little chicken wings around.
Yeah, exactly. But that was a pretty cool moment for me. There's been many. But that was pretty cool.
That's really good. Yeah, I love that. Do you think there will be a resurgence? I mean, you have to say yes because you're in the game. But do you mm-hmm. think there will be a resurgence? Like, how do you make? You're going to hate me for this question. Mm. How do you make this cool?
Our kids think it's cool.
Whatever.
Yeah, but they're biased. You know, yeah. we've talked about it actually because it is a because
everything old comes around, man.
It does,
right? You look at the folk stuff that's out there now, whether it's the Mumford and Sons deal or even just these beatniks growing beards these days. You know, banjos are back, right? Yeah. Fiddle, you know, viol, you know, stand-up bass. They're all back. Yeah. You guys need to be back.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks ago, we were at a Hungarian church, and it was packed, and they were just enthralled with the music. So you just never know where the future audience is going to come from.
They also don't speak English.
But that, yeah. Yeah, and you so guys get along much better with people that don't speak your language, right?
Yeah.
So that's it.
Oh, yeah, we're a hit with those guys.
I was introduced to Jesus music. And the first thing I heard was Michael and Stormy O'Mardian singing a song called Big Time. And I thought it was kind of cool. I don't admit that now, but I thought it was kind of cool. And then I got introduced to Randy Stonehill and Keith Green and Larry Norman. But along the way, I was hanging out at Teen Ranch, and they were playing the Imperials. And the Imperials were huge. But I think they got real – I think they got – they done got bigger, which is how you guys talk, when Russ Taff joined them.
Yes.
Because he brought a little panache. He brought a little, how's she going?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They put an edge. They put an edge to it.
They did. Yeah.
Absolutely. They did. And it did change their sound and their style for a while. Mm-hmm. But there are, once again, resurgent groups all across the United States still singing this stuff.
Can we do another song, please?
Sure.
All right. What are we doing this time? Who's setting it up?
Well, you know, very interesting to be.
Dave, you seem to be the mouthpiece of the group.
Well, am I talking too much?
No, you're a very eloquent communicator. I was just admiring that. Much better than the Steves.
Yes, that's right.
they're say what?
Particularly good at the Hungarian church.
He's here all week, folks.
He is.
Here,
You know, one of the 30 years ago, the quartet sang a Christmas song at the Christmas banquet that they sang at, and it's called Love Came Down. Or his name is Love, actually, and we called our latest album 30, and we thought, wouldn't it be great to put this on the album? So this is going to sound very 70s, but it's a great old song.
70s was the best decade for music.
There you go.
It was. That's right.
This is called Love Came Down.
All right, folks, here you go, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only, The Masters 4.
Was a day unknown before in history when God came down to dwell as man. As a helpless baby came the Lord of heaven. Oh child, what love he must have had for you and for me.
Love came down.
Love came down that holy night.
Love came down.
Love came down to save us all. And one day love nailed him on a cross to take my place. His name is Love, Love, Love. The day when God revealed himself to man through Jesus Christ, his only Son. What a perfect life he lived, what wisdom taught us, but most of
of all, what love he had for you and for me.
Love came down,
love came down that holy night.
Love came down
to save us all. And one day love nailed him on a cross to take my place. His name is Love, Love, Love. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Listening to the Drew Marshall Show. That's why I want to talk. Isn't that beautiful? Man.
Yes.
I want to put on the Fonzie jacket.
That's the first song that's we it. Did. 30
really?
Years ago.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's funny. I have this mixed. I still, you know, it sounds like I'm. I have this internal battle when it comes to this music, but I don't. But I think what I'm wondering about it. You know, again, people listening for the first. I mean, I've never had anything like you guys on this show.
Great.
But no, it is great, and I, you know. The closest I've come is the Blind Boys of Alabama, and they've been on the show a number of times. I've become friends with them over the years. And, you know, if you can get those harmonies out of stupid Rihanna and Chris Brown, okay, knock yourself out. But these guys, I'm convinced that the brothers and sisters in the hip-hop scene today cannot hold a note. They have no idea what sustain is. That's why they scale about 30 notes in between. And I don't know. Yeah. I have no respect for that scene whatsoever. Mm. They could not do what you do. That's why they have guys like you back them up.
Mm. Well, we couldn't do what they do either.
Well, you just, I hope you don't beat your wife. In January, we're going to have a gentleman on our show again. Speaking of music that just doesn't, we don't normally feature on our show, but Ralph Stanley will be a guest on our show. Are you familiar with his music? He's sort of one of the original bluegrass. Okay, so imagine, you know the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah, yes. Great movie. Yep.
Okay, well, the two songs of his is on that. You know that a cappella song where this old, weak old man's voice sings about death?
Yep.
That's him.
Oh, Death, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
No, Brother, Where Art Thou.
It's Oh
Death, In Your Face.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's sung by Ralph Stanley and Chris Brown.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, listen, we are running out of time, so let's not talk. Are we able to do one more? Are you prepared for one more?
Yeah, let's do Winter Wonderland.
Oh.
Do we have that one?
Is that on there?
Yeah, it's there. It's a regular Christmas song.
We're so excited.
For the audience.
There's a little part in the middle where you have to dance with Drew, isn't there?
No. Drew can dance.
Lord, yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave that off. We'll leave that out for now.
We'll leave that out.
Okay, last week I had to sing a Christmas song. This week you want me to dance a Christmas song.
You can join us.
You know, I got out of so many dances over my life when I used to rodeo, and I would just complain that I got bucked off, and I got a bad knee, I got a hitch in my giddy up. Mm-hmm. I got no excuse now.
No, you don't.
Folks, going out with the Masters 4, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Who sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter. Walking in a winter. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Cha-cha-cha. Very well done, guys. That was fantastic. So good to have you here. Absolutely.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Folks, again, the website is masters4 with the number, masters and the number 4.com, masters4.com. You can follow them, buy their stuff. They sell t-shirts, thongs, also the, on your feet. What are you,
yes,
sandals?
Yeah.
Sorry,
come
wrong
on.
One.
Sandals.
Yeah, okay, we'll keep it there. Very, very happy to have you guys. And really, when it comes to this time of the year, that right there, I mean, that sets the tone. I'm a big 40s on 4 satellite listener. Love that station. And anyway, you guys have just brought it home. And, Dad, that was for you. Okay? Mm. Just thought I'd say that. All right, folks, if you missed any of today's show, we'll have all of the show loaded up again for your listening pleasure by the end of the week, including our interview with the good old boys, the Dukes of Hazzard, Tom Wopat and John Schneider, and a full hour of insanity with Humble and Fred. And we didn't even have to use the bleep machine once. That was pretty mean.
Not once.
I don't want to talk in the same mic as you. Our lips are too close.
Love you.
Stop it. It's a little awkward. Anyway, that's it, folks. We got one more show for the rest of the year. Next Saturday. That's our last show of the year. We'll be back January 10th with some incredible guests, including Deepak Chopra, Lily Frost, and, I don't know, a bunch of other people. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in. Again, drewmarshall.ca is our website. And don't forget, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Merry Christmas.
Golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high.